What is the most direct way to get to know someone? We have all sorts of ways to communicate with one another with technology today. However, the very best way to get to know someone is to simply talk to them. It is the same with God. Talking to God, more commonly known as praying, is a fundamental component in coming closer to God. So how does this praying concept work? It might conjure up images of using King James English, or being dressed in monk robes and meditating for hours. It is nothing that dramatic, but you can begin with these fundamental pointers. First off, prayer is not a wishing well or a letter to Santa at the North Pole. You can ask to win the lottery or ask to find that perfect spouse, but using God as a genie in a bottle is not the right approach. Sure, Psalms 37:4 states, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." But what is the condition of your heart in relation with God? That is a key takeaway from the verse, so here are some tips. Tip number 1. When praying, open by being thankful. This culture tends to focus on the negative and what you don't have. So naturally, this tends to lead to complaining about what isn't right in your life. We have one holiday where we celebrate Thanksgiving, then the same evening or next day attempt to trample one another buying sale items. Instead, think about what is good in your life at that particular moment and thank God for providing for you. Tip number 2. When praying, be humble. This culture requires you to shout and say, "Look at me and what I can do," in order to get attention. However, no one ever makes it to where they are by themselves. We all have someone that we stood on their shoulders, whether it be teachers, mentors, friends, or family members. Acknowledge that you cannot do it alone and that you need God's help. Tip number 3. When praying, be honest. This culture loves to deflect and spin answers to avoid being honest about issues and matters. God knows everything about you, so what do you accomplish by dancing around the thing you might be fearful of or ashamed about? He already knows, so acknowledge it. If you are angry, frustrated, happy, or sad, let God know how you feel. If you incorporate these 3 tips into your prayers, then your heart will be in the right place, and God can help you accomplish things you cannot even imagine. When culture talks about exercise, it is always about a routine. If you just do something once or every once in a while, you are not going to get any significant results. It requires a constant routine to see results. The same thing is true with prayer. If you want to come closer to God, you need a consistent prayer routine. However, that doesn't mean it needs hours of commitment. Here is my daily approach, and you can either follow it or develop one of your own. Morning prayer. The quietest time of my day is just as I am waking up in the morning, before I turn on the television or look at my smartphone. So I close my eyes in bed and first recite the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6, 9-13. Then I make the following statement of affirmation to God dedicating the day to Him. I am a child of God that He does not forget. Through God I can accomplish all things. I am thankful for all God has given me. I have God's favor today in all matters. God will bless me spiritually, financially, intellectually, and physically, so that I may use those increases as a blessing to others. After that, I talk to God about the day to come and ask for His strength, focus, and energy to get through it. It takes about 5 minutes total and puts my head and heart in a good place before getting out of bed. Evening prayer. Okay, now the day is over. It might have been a good day, or it might have been an absolute nightmare. You might still have to cook dinner, take care of the kids, get some chores done, or maybe you have that favorite show coming on that you want to watch. However, before I get too involved with the evening's activities, I pray for about another 5 minutes, usually in the shower while washing the day away. I first acknowledge God and thank Him for the day, even if it was a really crappy one. I go over what went right because He was watching over me, and what could have gone better. Finally, I ask for a peaceful evening and a good night's rest to start tomorrow off great. As you get used to a routine like this, you can vary it as needed based on the events of the day. Stuck in traffic for a while? A perfect time to talk to God. A family crisis that pops up during the day? An urgent and/or unwarranted request at work? A quick 30-second prayer can strengthen you before diving into the chaos. On the weekends, try to set aside some more quiet time to talk to God. Returning to Psalms 37:4, the first part of the verse reads, "Take delight in the Lord." A prayer routine like this does just that, because it establishes a mindset that you want to spend time with God and acknowledge Him in your life. And as stated previously, the verse ends, "He will give you the desires of your heart."